Women, you are the queens of our nation, the mother of our home, the pride of our children, a light always left on. You are refined in your ways, a woman of substance, substantially fazed by her everyday conscience. A conscience to live in a way that uplifts not just her home, but the home of her brethren. Styled as a graceful woman on her throne, empowering lives to be filled with pride, hope, love, beauty, nourishment, soul, faith. Bring your ears closer now and your mind will explode and be inspired by the words of Cover Mode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم and welcome to Cover Mode with me, Rashan Isaacs. I have two wonderful guests in the studio, one that I've had before, but I'll tell you who that is soon. I first wanted to bring my guest that I have on the line. Shanae Sireya McKenzie is a South African Muslim revert, mommy everything blogger. And that is her Modest Isle Instagram description. But I think we might have lost that call, so we'll get her on very soon. In the meantime, we also have Mushra Hartley, who is the editor of Modest Muse, a fashion and lifestyle mobile magazine and newspaper for Muslim women and by Muslim women. Today, Mushra is here to talk about their upcoming event, The Power of Pink. Assalamu alaikum, Mushra.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Rashan. It's a pleasure to be here again.
Yes, but just looking at from when I've interviewed you to where you are now, and how, could I use the word evolved, how Modest Muse has evolved and how you have evolved in the process as well. Tell me about what has happened since you've last spoken to us.
Wow, Rashan, it's been 4 months, but we've jam-packed so much in that 4 months. We've so far launched 12 issues of Modest Muse printed publication.
Alhamdulillah.
It's been such a fun and joyful journey. And it's become a thing. People send me their selfies. They send me their letters. They send me their stories. And I've been so fortunate to be able to share people's life stories with them. I now have a pool of over 100 contributing writers. That's including our readers. And I can't keep up with the Facebook messages, with the WhatsApps, with the it's been amazing.
And you literally have to keep going.
Yep. My phone is my best friend. It was stolen last week and I felt for about a day. But we've got a substitute in now and I'm back on track.
Wonderful. So it's been a great success.
Alhamdulillah.
You've been getting amazing feedback. In terms of the readership, have you been able to look at the latest records and how it's grown?
Our readership is estimated at 100,000 because Modest Muse is a unique publication. Whereas a normal community newspaper, you'll pick it up and you'll read it and you won't share it because you know you're going to get a copy tomorrow or the next week. Modest Muse's lifestyle news is so unique that they estimate that you share it 3 or 4 times before you put it down.
That's so true.
With your mom or your sister or now your dad and your uncle as well, because we've got male selfies coming in.
Oh,
so
wow.
I'm picking up that the male readership is growing as well.
And also it's very resourceful. So it's not that you'd be reading it over the next 2 weeks. It's a keepsake.
Yes.
You know, a lot of the things in there, in the articles, they are so useful that you don't want to disperse of it in any way because you need. I mean, I think I have Modest Muse piled up at home of every issue.
And some readers phone me and they want back copies because they say, I missed the story of Sayyidina Asiya Sayyidina Aisha, because our theme for August was Women's Month. So we focused on important Islamic women in history. And they say, I don't have the issue of Khadija. Please send it to me.
So while we are at it, you know, I haven't had call-ins for a while. And I see our technician has just lost my eye contact there. But we will be taking in call-ins as well.
Okay.
On 021-442-3530. And the reason why is I think there's a lot of people who probably want to comment on Modest Muse as well and find out about this event that's happening too. So if you feel that, you know, you have a comment or you want to send us an SMS just to comment on the show as well, you can SMS on 47913. That's 47913. Or call us on 021 4423530. I have Mushra Hartley in studio of the editor of Modest Muse, and we're going to be talking about her upcoming event as well, The Power of Pink. But before we do that, I want to welcome onto the line Shanae Sureya McKenzie. She's a South African Muslim revert, mommy everything blogger. That's the way she describes herself on Modest Isle Instagram description. Assalamu alaikum, Shanae or Sureya.
Walaikum salam.
Sarai, which name do you prefer being called by?
You know what? Anything, to be honest. My family all call me Shanae, and a lot of other people call me Sarai. It doesn't really bother me.
So let's go through...
One or the other.
Let's go through moving from Shanae to Sarai. How? When did that happen?
It happened 4 years ago. Okay. I was a very, you know... Christian kind of person,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know, I was just really in search for the truth, you know, and I found everything in Islam. So
how did you find Islam?
Well, basically, I met my husband. A lot of people assume that I converted for my husband.
A lot of people assume that in general, that, you know, you...
Yeah, they do, don't they?
Yeah.
It's silly, because, I mean, you know, you can't do it for a man.
No.
But
yeah.
Anyway, I did meet him before I became Muslim, though. And I was very into my Bible study and always going to church and constantly, like, searching for truth, you know. And when he told me he's Muslim, and I said, but why? and he just said, but... I said, but why? And then he told me, and he started explaining things to me. And, you know, suddenly things just became so much clearer. And, you know, once the truth is revealed to you, you can't deny it anymore.
Mm-hmm. And you can't look back. It's like a cloud has been lifted in some way.
Yeah, exactly. So even the weight of the world on your shoulders has been lifted. Everything, you know.
And yet there's still so much more to understand.
Sorry, I didn't hear that?
And yet there's still so much more to learn.
I know. Every day there's more to learn. Mm-hmm. Every day.
Now, you've started this, your Instagram site, A Modest Isle.
Yes.
Right. When did you start that? Because I know a lot of people have been inspired by the pics that you put up and it just generally what you say that goes with it. When did you start that, and when did you start realizing that you were an inspiration to many of your followers?
I am?
Yes, yes. In fact, it was one of your followers that said, I should interview you.
Well, I actually started it about a year ago, just after my baby was born. Basically, you know, especially once you have a new baby, you begin to start feeling a little bit tired, you know, and just things in general, like, you know, your body changes and things in your life, everything changes. And I was just starting to feel a little bit, you know, the mommy blues.
Yes. Oh.
So my husband gave me a suggestion of, why don't I think? You know, just keep myself busy, to start writing some inspiring things, to, you know, just do anything, whatever I want to do. And that's basically how I started. And I don't know, from there, I suppose it just grew and grew, and I found a bigger love for it, and I just continued, you know.
Here is a question. In fact, it was Noor Mummy, the Instagram site Noor Mummy, that said, I think Rashaan Isaacs should interview you. You are so inspiring, Modest Isle. How did you find your way to Islam, and how did you embrace the hijab? Well, we immediately, once she tagged me, I had to get a hold of you. And this is the power of social media, I guess, and connecting people.
Yeah, the power of social media is amazing.
And also, we tend to know each other by our social media tags or names, which is handles. Thank you. I was looking for the word. Thanks, Musha. Well, I'm thankful that Musha's here. She also knows all the lingo. Your social media handle, which is Modest Isle, and obviously I know Noor Mummy as Noor Mummy as well. But you've already answered how you found your way to Islam. How about how you embraced the hijab?
Okay, well, long story short, in the beginning, I really didn't want to, you know. It's mm-hmm. really difficult going your whole life without having to, and then all of a sudden, you accept Islam, and you know, you got to start wearing a scarf, and, you know, covering your hair, and I got to cover my arms and shoulders and everything. And so in the beginning, it's really, really, really difficult to start doing. Well, for me, it was. But you know what? I had this, I don't know, I suppose I had this love for Allah that I just decided, you know what? No matter what I want to do or what I don't want to do, the right thing is the right thing. So I better just do it. And I started wearing it, but not very, I just kind of loosely draped it over my head, mm-hmm. you know, in the beginning. But more and more, you know, I started covering more and more. And then eventually I started just not wanting to wear it anymore. But my blog actually helped me to love it once again. Because at some stage I didn't want to wear it anymore. You know, it was just annoying, and the summer is too hot and I just can't take it. And the way people look at me, because I'm white and I've got a scarf on, it's just annoying. And then I started like really not enjoying it at all. But then when I started my blog again, you know, you used to wear a scarf and and now I can't imagine going anywhere without it.
And I can't imagine you without it either, because mashallah, you are a beautiful Muslim inside and out. And I'm even looking at your Instagram pages as well, and it's just so, you know, stunning in terms of how you've actually embraced the hijab and the clothes that you're wearing. So you've actually also become an inspiration in terms of style and how to wear the hijab.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to hear that, because sometimes I'm not sure and I go out and I think, oh, do I look okay? I don't know. Do I look okay?
Well, with 6,954, and I see it's going up again, followers, it's no wonder that, you know, people find you inspiring. And, you know, you speak from the heart, and I think what you showcase and what you present of yourself is really, it's just you. It's, you know, this is my life. This is, you know, how I adapt every day and how I've embraced Islam.
Yeah, definitely. It's, you know, it's a really, really, really fun journey to be on. I actually hope that a lot more young Muslim women are inspired to do their own kind of vlogs as well, because it really creates a new love for hijab inside of you.
It does. And as you said, at the beginning it was a bit difficult, because now you also see and understand how you are treated or seen by people who don't wear hijab. And until they actually wear it, they will understand that love that we have for wearing hijab and why it is we wear hijab. And it's just simply, it's part of who we are. It's part of our modesty, part of our makeup,
yes,
in every way.
It's part of our identity as well.
It is,
you know,
yes.
Whether a woman is wearing hijab or not wearing hijab, we are all on our own journey,
mm-hmm.
you know, to find our path, to find our right way. And, you know, everything, you just got to embrace whatever changes that you feel in your heart that you need to make. And you know what? If you really follow your heart and you do the changes that your heart is telling you to do and that Allah is, you know, really telling you to do, then you will be happy.
And do you have a blog, or I see you have a YouTube channel.
Sorry, what was that?
Do you have a blog?
Yes. Yes, I do have a blog. It's also called Modest Isle.
Modest Isle, okay. And I see you also have a YouTube channel as well.
A YouTube channel?
Yes.
I did start a YouTube channel, but there's only like 2 videos on there.
Okay, I was just checking now, because I saw that you had a link to the mute. And
I think about almost a year ago.
Oh gosh, I think.
Yeah, you know, it gets busy with baby. Come on.
It does. It does. We have to make time for everything.
Yeah, exactly. So it was a bit difficult, but I mean, I always wanted to start a YouTube channel. Always wanted to start it.
Aww.
It's just the time and the motivation to do it. Sometimes it gets a little bit much.
But once you start it and once you start recording, it literally takes not that much time. It's putting it together, I think.
Yeah, I know. I think that's the big part, right? Editing it.
And in an opening title of one of your blog posts on Modest Isle, entitled How to Deal with a Woman's Success, that was your last post, right?
Yes, it was.
So I just want to quote from that post what Sureya says. She says, "We've all been there trying our best to be the best, only to realize that there will always be someone who seems to be better or doing better than us. We end up comparing ourselves to these women, and this can sometimes lead us to become disappointed in ourselves as we feel we have not accomplished as much as they have." And that is in the Modest Isle blog post, How to Deal deal with a woman's success. Now, you gave a few valuable tips after this opening statement. Could you share a few of those with us here in Cover Mode?
Sorry, could I share a few of them?
Yes, because you gave a few, you know, how to actually deal with other women's success.
Yeah.
And I'm staring at one now. Mushra Hartley is an amazing individual. And there's so many more that I've also interviewed on this program. And this is, for me, that's what empowers me. They empower me. And I sort of, you know, thrive off or feed off their success, because it sort of makes you feel like you're part of a bigger, you know,
sisterhood.
Yes, a sisterhood.
No, you see so many, like these days, there was just recently a hijabi makeup model.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like, there's just all these Muslim women coming around everywhere, and everyone's becoming so successful, and it's so exciting.
It is.
You know, and it's very sad to see some women just envying other women because of what they have achieved.
Yeah.
You know, when really we should be supporting them and finding empowerment through them.
It's that
whole... You know, there's so many inspirational Muslim women out there that we can look up to and strive to be somewhat like in our own way.
Mm-hmm. And it's almost like, you know, you must want for yourself, want for others what you want for yourself. And when you really see someone else achieve, keeping that in mind as well, you sort of feel like their gain is your gain, that their success is your success, because they really are carrying that flag sort of for women as well.
Yeah, definitely. It's so difficult for a Muslim woman already to, you know, get into some kind of limelight or to work with big campaigns, and when you see them doing it, you know, you feel like you are part of that, because you are a Muslim woman and you are part of that, of that journey.
Beautifully said. Sareh, stay on the line. Mushra is here with me because you just mentioned campaign. I need to go back to the power of pink. But before we do that, we're going to talk more about the power of pink and what's coming up for Modest Muse. We're going to take a break and we'll chat with Mushra the after.
The voice of the Cape.
Styled as a graceful woman on her throne, empowering lives to be filled with pride, hope, love, beauty, nourishment, soul, and faith. This is Cover Mode.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Cover Mode, and I'm your host, Rashan Isaacs, and I have Mushra Hartley, the editor of Modest Muse, in studio with me. And today, Mushra is here to talk about their upcoming event, The Power of Pink. But just before that, she also told us about what's happening in the world of Modest Muse and how much Modest Muse has grown in, you know, in reach among the community as well. If you'd also like to comment in terms of how much you've loved Modest Muse and how much you're enjoying it, then please contact us on 021-442-3530 or SMS on 47913. We also have Shanae Sureya McKenzie, who is a South African Muslim revert, mommy everything blogger, as she describes herself, on the line. And she was also just talking about, you know, women empowering women and also just accepting and sort of embracing other women's achievements as well. Mushra, you have an upcoming event in October, and October being the month, the Women's Breast Cancer Month as well. Tell us more about this event coming up.
So before I tell you about the event, let me just tell you about this evolution that you touched on earlier. So Modest Muse 2.5 years ago started as an online site. Then it transformed or evolved to a print publication in Cape Town, Western Cape only, looking towards hopefully printing nationally.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. And we print 30,000 copies a month, and we distribute to all the predominantly Muslim areas. And then we've recently started a talk show. In collaboration with Teen TV. And now we live online because the programs live on YouTube. So we've got a YouTube channel.
So it has a long life, yeah.
Inshallah. And then we thought about where else can we extend the brand to? What else do our readers want? So it's all about the content and where they want it. So we've gone digital, we've gone print. We're now online with these videos, with the talk show. And now we thought, what else do our readers want? And we thought, hey, let's celebrate these women that's reading this paper. Let's celebrate that we've evolved and we've got so many readers, and it's become a thing to send a selfie to Modest Muse. Let's take all those readers and tell them celebrate with us. We strategically selected October as our event month because October is cancer month. Mm-hmm. Breast cancer is the biggest, the fastest growing cancer within South Africa, within the world. And the breast cancer is... Rushan's taking a photo of me. So breast cancer is, besides it being the fastest growing cancer, it's also very close to my heart, as both my grandmother and great-grandmother have had double mastectomies. So my sisters and I and my mom, we all always have to go and have our checkups. Yes. So there's always that thing of, oh my gosh, if I find a lump, is it cancerous, is it not? My one sister has had a growth removed. So it's a cause close to my heart. And we thought, let's celebrate and teach these women, empower them with knowledge at the event of how to do a self-examination. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a plastic surgeon there talking about what happens after. Mm-hmm. You know, what happens after the therapy and the treatments, and how do I...
Yeah, we were just talking about that in the week. You know, people always talk about the operation or whatever was a success.
Mm.
But the after effects...
You've kind of lost your femininity.
Yes,
what then?
We never discussed the after effects and what we have to live with afterwards. Yeah. Mm.
So we're going to have people from oncology there, double mastectomy survivor as well, talking about her experience. So it's a very empowering event. But of course, there's the frills also, the entertainment, a little bit of food, a little bit of fashion. Everything that Modest Muse encompasses in terms of lifestyle content is what's going to be at the event. And also not forgetting the goodie bag. It's all about leaving with something like a treat. And that's what we have in store for our readers. Our tickets are available on CompuTicket. They're for sale right now as we speak. So please go and buy your tickets. Bring your girlfriends along. And I'm looking forward to meeting our readers and celebrating with them.
Amen. Dr. Niran Abdurrahman gave us a few facts last year on breast cancer. And she said breast cancer is the second most common cancer in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And according to the National Cancer Registry in 2007, the lifetime risk of all females in South Africa for developing breast cancer is 1 in 35. So the lifetime risk of females in first world countries such as the UK is 1 in 9. So it's you know...
And I mean, Roshan, it's become very close to home these days. I mean, every woman you ask knows someone, a friend, a cousin, a family member, or someone very close to them. It's not anymore, oh, it's someone that I heard of. It's very close to home. So we need to become aware. We need to make our daughters aware. And we need to be empowered with knowledge of how to treat this, how to become aware, how to stop, how to prevent.
Yes, and even when we look at what causes breast cancer, most women will never be able to find the exact cause. However, we do know that women with certain risk factors have an increased chance of getting breast cancer. And just to mention, some of those risk factors are divided into both genetic and then environmental factors. And when we look at just genetic factors, we look at age, we look at gender, family history, as you've mentioned, genetic factors like mutations in certain genes, menstrual and reproductive history, dense breast tissue, personal history of breast cancer, race or ethnicity. And then obviously we'll go into environmental factors like your radiation to the chest before age 30 and combined hormone replacement therapy, lack of exercise, being overweight, smoking, alcohol consumption, poor diet, no breastfeeding. We do have some women who decide not to. But these are all factors that, you know, could lead to breast cancer. So there's a lot to learn, and I'm sure that we'll probably call you in October as well, along with some of these, you know, doctors or people that work within the breast cancer units, to just enlighten us on, you know, the path. That these, in fact, a lot of cancer survivors, their stories alone are so, you know, they literally open your eyes and you learn through their experience, because we can never know for sure how, you know, what they go through or how they deal with it.
And each story is unique. What we're going to do within the printed publication of Modest Muse in the month of October is share real stories of survival. What got those women through? What I see as a common trait of chatting to these women is the support. You need to have support. You need to have your family to be there, your husband as your rock. You really need support when going through this.
True. Musha, I just had a question here on the SMS line. Where does one find the magazine? I don't know if you remember, if you know all the places out of your head.
So there are over 40 distribution points. I'll cover the bigger ones. There are the Halal Spurs. There is Islamia School, Muhammadiyah School, Rahmania School, the Medina Institute. We've got places strategically placed in all the predominantly Muslim areas. So if you go on our Facebook, the list of distributors are there. And also you can send us a message and tell us which area you're in, and we will reply with the closest point to you.
And what is that Facebook, Modest Muse?
The Facebook page is just called Modest Muse, yes.
All right. We still have Shanae on the line. Suraya, assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum
salam. I haven't forgotten about you. The subject here is also just as interesting. Who have you featured on your blog, and have you interviewed any cancer patients as yet, or survivors?
I haven't done any interviews, but I do have a featured page on my blog where you can send through your own social media accounts, you can write a short blog and just put like 3 to 4 pictures together. Mm-hmm. And I actually feature young girls on my blog, you know, just to get them exposed as well, because it's so nice to allow everybody to have the exposure.
And your blog, it's a modest fashion blog page. In fact, this is I think it's in your About section, a modest fashion blog page and platform for spreading the growing trend of modest fashion by noticing and featuring amazing women from around the world, no matter their age, race, religion, or culture, who are inspired and inspire others through fashion with a modest touch.
Yes, exactly. I featured a girl from the Netherlands. I featured a girl from America. You know, all over the world. It doesn't matter. Just, you know, get yourself exposed. Well, there's no harm. I mean, it's free. There's no harm in it.
And you said that, you know, you're quite busy and everything at the moment. Are you only posting to Instagram at the moment, or what can we expect next on your blog?
At the moment, I'm just on Instagram. I put things up on my blog, you know, every now and then, because I'm also busy working and got baby and so on and so forth. So yeah, I do feature.
How old is your baby?
Oh, she's only 20 months old.
Oh, okay, yes, no, yeah. they can still be.
She's baby, but she's not baby.
True. Reaching that toddler age.
Yeah. And yeah, that in between.
And, you know, how do you hope to continue inspiring people?
Oh, you know, I just hope that, you know, I actually didn't know that I was such an inspiration. Because I'm just normal. I'm just normal mom at home, carrying on, doing my work.
Well, it just goes to show, Musha, is that when you look at what Modest Owl shares on her Instagram or even on her blog, and just in the way she's speaking, it just shows that when you look at Modest Muse as well, people want real people information, you know, and it's not about reality TV, you know, like we watch those shows. It's nothing like that. It's sort of this authentic self, and we somehow resonate with that as women, and that is what appeals, what is so appealing about Modest Muse, about Modest Isle, Modesty, about your blog as well, Suraya.
Yeah.
I myself
connect a lot more with people who, you know, you go through real life situations. You know, it's not like you're putting on a show.
Mm-hmm.
It's real, you know? Like, how do you deal with everyday problems, everyday things and challenges that we as people who dress modestly go through? You know, you don't find that from big celebrities.
No, you don't.
That you'd follow. You'd find it from average, normal people.
So we've got a section in Modest Muse called Our Muse of the Week, where we feature a phenomenal woman doing great things in business, in the community, also to create that sense of sisterhood. And a lot of times when these muses send me these stories, then they say, please, you edit it for me, or can you write the story for me? And my reply to them is, no one else can write your story but you.
Mm-hmm.
And what I pick up is that our readers, they resonate with these stories because they can see it's written from the heart, and it's real, and it's raw. And this is why they keep reading, because it's real, it's authentic.
I guess that's also why the whole, you know, the blogging became so viral, because people were representing themselves through this blog. And by representing themselves through their blogs, they were actually reaching other real women who go through exactly the same circumstances, which made it so much more, you know, reality-based. It's like, oh, this is real. This happens. I have issues with how do I manage this and cook and look after my kid at the same time. Where do you put your child? In fact, what you had something about a driver, the driver's seat. How do you keep your child in the driver's seat in the car?
Yeah, I go through that every day. I'm in the car.
So there's lots of ways that we also share our advice with each other. So even though we are blogging, it's not only about inspiring others, but it's also seeking advice from other women or just the public in general.
Do you know what I think it is, Roshan?
Yeah.
I think we're looking for real role models. We're tired of looking up to celebrities that are photoshopped, that are skinnier than they need to be. We are looking for real role models that we can relate to, that we can identify with. And these bloggers, like the guests you have online, they're real and they're raw and they are who they are with no excuses. And we just love that.
And I think I'll end on that note. You know, creating spaces that empower other women is the common theme of today. You know, we, in fact, I'm interviewing role models here. Mushra and Sureya on the line. Shukran so much to both of you for coming. Just a reminder that The Power of Pink is happening in October. Go online to the Modest Muse Facebook page, and they have a big poster up there, which will give you all the details.
And to CompuTicket.
And to CompuTicket. But I think you actually have a link on there as well. So that's why it's easier. Go one-stop shop and find your ticket there. And yeah, it sounds like it's going to be an awesome event. And I do wish you the best of success with it, because Modest Muse is something that has been needed for a very long time with among our women as well.
Shukran, Roshan. An absolute pleasure to be here always.
And shukran to you, Sureya. And
shukran to you for having me.
And please continue inspiring us. I'll be keeping an eye out on your blog and on your Instagram. I think I'm already following you and reading up on what you're doing as well. And I'll try and share some of my advice if I can, or try and peek into yours, and hopefully I can get some advice off your blog.
Shukran.
Afwan.
Thanks so much for having me, really.
Afwan. So shukran to both my guests, Mushra Hartley and Sureya McKenzie. And thank you for gracing us with your presence. Assalamu alaikum. Till next Monday, inshallah.